Okay, really not much to update as far as the injuries are concerned. Terrell Pryor obviously had the concussion. Tracy Porter with a concussion also. And Jamez Olawale is getting an MRI on his ankle. So that's really kind of all the injury updates I have for you, other than just your normal bumps and bruises after a game. Just going back and looking at the tape, talking about last night's game, you know, obviously I think you know, we played a good football team on Monday night in their place. They played extremely well. We didn't play as well as we think we're capable of playing. There's a lot of things that we got to get cleaned up and got to get corrected to get ready for this week against Washington. It's one game. We can't dwell on it. We got to move on and get ready for Washington. I think when you look at the game, you know, I think they controlled the line of scrimmage. We weren't able to run the ball like we need to be able to run the ball. We didn't stop the run like we need to be able to stop the run. We've got to get better in that area. We've got to improve in that area. I thought a critical stretch in the game was with a little under 6 minutes to go in the second quarter. We hit Demo on a, you know, 73-yard touchdown pass. You know, they came right back and were able to respond. After that, we went three and out, and then they got another field goal and really kind of put the game out of reach. You know, the disappointing thing in the game was that every time I felt like we got some momentum going, we made a few plays. Every time we scored, we allowed them to answer right back, and that's something that we've got to get better at. When we've got the momentum, we've got to find ways to continue that. So. You know, I don't think we played as well as we're capable of playing, and we've got a lot of improvement that we've got to get done on a short week getting ready for Washington.
What is the cutoff for Pryor if he can't practice tomorrow, if he isn't cleared? Can he miss that day and still be the guy?
Yeah, I think we'll look at it. I mean, he's got to go through the through the protocol. So we'll look at, you know, how he's doing tomorrow. We'll see whether or not he's able to go or not. And then we'll see as the week goes on and make a determination on what we can do.
Because of all the protocol, do you have to kind of go through the week as if Flynn's your guy?
I think we got to be prepared for any option, you know. And obviously if Terrell's not able to go, Matt Flynn will be the guy. And so I think we've got to be prepared for either scenario.
Does that complicate things in terms of prep because you have two different styles of quarterbacks and Greg may use different sections of his playbook for different guys?
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously it's a little bit of a challenge, but, you know, that's where we're at, and that's what we've got to get ready to do. And so we've got to have a game plan that's, you know, if Terrell's able to go, that he can go in and execute and give us a chance to win. And if not, we've got to have something in there that gives Matt Flynn a chance to have success. So, you know, that'll be something that we'll have to work extremely hard on this week to get a good game plan for either scenario.
There's a lot of overlap between what the two of them can do, like within your base offense, right? It's not like it's a...
Oh, yeah, there's a ton of overlap. I mean, you know, listen, we haven't just thrown out the offensive system and changed it. We've added some plays that we feel like, you know, lends itself to Terrell's skill set. But we still have a lot of the same concepts and a lot of the same things that we can do with either quarterback.
He stayed in for two plays, I think, after the hit. What went on? Was it just something where it was lingering effects?
Listen, he took a good shot. They were reviewing the play. Terrell came over. We were talking about the next play. He didn't show any signs of any concussion or anything like that. We put him back in the game. And then when he came over to the sideline, that's when our medical people took a look at him and decided that, you know, we needed to send him into the locker room for further evaluation. I mean, you know, football's it's a tough sport, and there's going to be collisions, and you try to do everything you can to make sure that you're taking into account player safety. And I think, you know, our medical people followed, you know, the protocol that's set forth by the NFL. They followed it exactly how it's supposed to be followed, and you know, when we determined that he had a concussion, we got him out of the game.
What did you think of the hit? Legal?
Yeah, I didn't see, you know, anything wrong with the hit. I mean, it was in the tackle box, and it didn't seem to me, you know, we'll see whether or not that's the, you know, lining up with the other player, but you know, within the tackle box, it's really legal.
Do you just, when the score the way it was, do you hesitate? Did you hesitate at all to run him, or you just have to say, you know what?
No, I think, you know, we're playing the game. You know, if you're gonna put him in there, you gotta play the game. You gotta call the game that gives him the best chance to have success. So I don't have any problem with what we did. It's unfortunate that he took the hit, but we've got to move on from it.
Coach, what are some of the positives you take away from last night, and what can you build on going into this week against Washington?
Well, I think when you lose a game in that manner, there's not a ton of positives that you take out of it. I think our guys continued to battle and continue to fight. We scratched back in, and a couple times in the game, we made some plays that kind of brought us back in and gave us a chance. Unfortunately, we weren't able to respond defensively and come up with the type of stops that we needed to make. So there's a lot of improvement that we got to make. I thought the pass protection was fairly solid. We've got to do a better job in the run game of being able to get the run game going. I just don't think we had enough flow offensively in what we needed to do. I think time of possession wise, that's an area that we've got to continue to work to improve. I thought Demo played well. I thought he made some good plays in the game and made some great catches and gave us a chance. It was nice to see him get a real explosive gain, an explosive touchdown. So, but when you lose a game in that manner, there's not a whole lot of positives that you take out of it. You gotta just work to get better.
They bottled up McFadden pretty good, mostly on the inside. Do you look to get him more out wide going forward, or was that just a tribute to what Denver was doing?
Well, I mean, I think it was a tribute to what they were doing, I think we got to continue to look at ways that we can get Darren the football and get him some space that he can run the ball in. Like I said, I mean, you know, we got in a situation there where we had a lot of three and outs. It was hard to get much of a flow, and then we got behind and threw the ball a little bit more. So we've got to be able to maintain possession of the ball. We got to be able to convert some third downs. You know, the second drive of the game, we get a third down conversion to Michael Rivera, gets called back by a pass interference penalty. And then the very next play, Terrell makes a great throw, you know, and Bryce Butler has an opportunity to make a play and wasn't able to come up with it. You know, those are the types of plays that we've got to be able to make, especially when you play a team of that caliber like we did in the Broncos.
As well as you've seen Terrell throw from the pocket last night.
Yeah, I mean, I thought there were some plays that I thought he threw the ball really well at times in the pocket. I still think there's some plays out there that, you know, both myself and he, you know, wishes that we could have back. But I think every day he's continuing to be a work in progress, and he'll continue to improve the more opportunities he gets.
How did Hayden hold up? I think he was out there for more than he was the first two games. Did he hold up well with that?
Well, he's still learning, you know. He's still got a long way to go. I like the talent. I like the ability. I'd like to see him be more aggressive. I think as he, you know, as the plays begin to come his way and he begins to make a few more plays, I think you'll see that confidence and that aggressiveness come out a little bit more. You see it at times. You know, but that's really the challenge that I have for him, is to be, you know, have that confidence in himself and be a little bit more aggressive as a football player.
Given that Tracy Porter kind of plays a couple of different roles for you on defense, does losing him complicate things? I know that you had to kind of reshuffle mid-game and move Mike inside, I think. And how does losing him, given the fact that he does so much, affect your preparation moving forward?
Well, I mean, we'll see, you know, whether we've lost him or not. We'll see how and I haven't seen him this morning yet, so I'm not sure exactly, how he's doing. But we'll go through the protocol with him, and we'll evaluate him as he goes along this week. Obviously, if he's unable to play, it complicates some things a little bit, and we'll have to move some guys around and put some guys in different positions. But you know, this is a National Football League, and so guys are going to be called on to play multiple positions and fill multiple roles for the football team, and they got to be able to, you know, perform that duty when they're called on.
With Osbury on the IR, did he have some kind of setback? It seemed like he was.
No, he just didn't really progress like we were wanting to. You know, we were hopeful that he was going to be able to be back, but you know, I don't know if mentally, I don't know if he felt like it was really responding the way that you know, he wanted it to, and that we needed it to. So we just felt like we were kind of at a standstill with him, and we needed the spot. So we decided to go ahead and make the move.
Okay.